Hello, this is Erin Whitney, Director of the Arctic Energy Office at the Department of Energy. I'm calling you today from Anchorage, Alaska. And today we are in conversation with Mike McElhaney, our Senior Advisor and Expert in International Policy and Security. Mike, you just returned from Iceland with Secretary Granholm. Can you tell us why you went and what was accomplished?
Thank you, Erin. I joined Secretary Granholm and Assistant Secretary of Energy, Dr. Andrew Light, on a visit to Iceland to unveil the U.S.-Iceland Energy Partnership in Reykjavik last week. The U.S.-Iceland Energy Partnership has three main pillars, focusing on carbon capture and storage, geothermal, and hydrogen development. Through this new partnership, the United States and Iceland will be able to work directly together, both with each other and with third parties on areas of mutual energy interest, highlighting advanced technology and the ability to bring solutions both in the Arctic and around the world.
Thanks. And I imagine that these developments build on our interactions and Iceland's location and history in the Arctic. Can you say more about that history?
Yes, the United States and Iceland have been friends and allies for a very long time. In fact, the United States was the first country to recognize Icelandic independence in 1944, and U.S. Marines arrived in Iceland before Pearl Harbor in order to safeguard the country and the North Atlantic from Nazi aggression, recognizing the strategic importance of Iceland to both North America and Europe. The U.S.-Iceland Energy Partnership builds off of several years of growing U.S.-Iceland energy engagement, including the visit of a former secretary to the Arctic Circle Assembly, the visit of the Assistant Secretary for International Affairs to Arctic Circle in 2023, and the continuing engagement between our Office of Fossil Energy and Carbon Management and the Icelandic government on areas of mutual interest. We have the ability to build off those and now formalize the process through the partnership.
That's fascinating. So, what's next for the U.S.-Iceland Energy Partnership?
Great question. Now that the partnership has been agreed to, the United States and Iceland will generate topics for discussion in the three pillar areas, and I expect there will be additional senior DOE visits to Iceland over the coming year as we formalize the agenda and identify proposals for moving ahead. So the partnership agreement was a start, but it is not the finish by a long means. There's a long way to go.
Terrific. We're looking forward to helping with that. So, as we close out, then, what's your personal favorite thing to do and eat in Iceland, Mike?
My favorite thing to do in Iceland is to go on long walks. The bracing air, the constantly changing weather is a exciting way to get in touch with our inner Arctic personality. And my favorite food in Iceland is Bjarni Betsu, which is roughly translated as the best food, which makes the absolute best hot dog in the world. I get at least two on every visit to Iceland, and I always want more. They are absolutely delicious, and I highly endorse them.
Awesome. So there you go. On your ne next trip to Iceland, you know what to do. That's it for our minute with Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.